This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. The 19th G20 summit is set to start today at the Museum of Modern Art in Rio de Janeiro of Brazil. The heads of member states and representatives of international organizations will participate in the various sessions and deliberate on the priority areas of this year's declaration. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, as well as the Voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. Campaigning has reached its final stage in Jharkhand and Maharashtra as campaign will end this evening. In Jharkhand, political parties will make last-ditch effort to attract the voters for the second phase of polling in 38 constituencies of Santal and Koyal Anchal regions. In this space, several high-profile seats will go to polls, including Dumka, Shikaripada, Deogar, and Litipara. Addressing an election rally at Raj Mahal in Sahibganj district, senior BJP leader and UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath assured people to oust Bangladeshi infiltrators if BJP-led government is voted to power. He said Hemant Soren is protecting infiltrators for vote bank only. On the other hand, senior JMM leader of and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the BJP of dividing society in the name of region. Addressing an election meeting at Jamtara, Mr. Soren said the BJP is misguiding people in the name of development. Leaders from the Congress, RJD, SU party and left-wing parties are holding rallies and roadshows in various parts of Jharkhand. The second and final phase of voting will take place on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will take place on 23rd of this month. In a series of constituency profiles today, we take a look at the Sindkhed Raja constituency in Buldana district of Maharashtra. Sindkhed Raja constituency in the Buldana district of Western Vidarbha of Maharashtra is represented by the Nationalist Party, Congress Party, Sarat Chandra Pawar Party leader and Dr. Rajendra Singhani. Except for the 2014 election, he has been winning this assembly seat since 1995. Sindkhed Raja is the birthplace of Sivaji Maharaj mother, Jijau. It is also referred as Matru Tirtha. This year, Dr. Rajendra Singhani has joined the Sharad Pawar faction of NCP by ending his earlier association with the Ajit Pawar faction of NCP. The newly launched Ayushman Vai Vandana card has achieved a significant milestone by enrolling more than 10 lakh senior citizens aged 70 and above. This card enables elderly citizens to access free healthcare benefits under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said this milestone was achieved within 3 weeks of its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 29th of October. Nearly 4 lakh of the enrollments under the Ayushman Vai Vandana card has been made by women. The air quality in the Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, breaching the severe plus level with the average air quality index of 490 as of 1 p.m. today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some parts of the city have recorded 500 AQI levels. Several train and flight services have been disrupted as air quality in Delhi NCR deteriorated, causing low visibility in the region. Around 11 flights delayed and 7 have been diverted. Northern Railways has informed that 13 trains are running late. The Delhi Airport Authority has advised passengers to contact their airlines as low visibility procedures are still in progress and flight operations may be affected. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. A high-level meeting on Nepal-India border security coordination has kicked off in Kathmandu and will continue till Monday. Cross-border crime control and control on illegal entry of third country nationals is being discussed in the meeting. Proposals have been tabled from the Nepali side to crime control in the border areas and exchange of information for this. Control of revenue leakage, illegal drug trafficking and human trafficking as well as the control of illegal entry of citizens of third countries. The National Youth Festival 2025 will be celebrated as Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue on 11th and 12th January of the next year. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia announced this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.